Hi everybody. Today we are here in Lycée Louis Majorelle and we're gonna talk with Clara, Léo, Amandine, Marie and Anaëlle.
Hi dear listeners, you are listening to the Chroniqueur Cinémactu. Today we will present the latest releases of movies at the cinema.
My name is Amandine. I will introduce you Captain Marvel, a science fiction movie. Released Anna Boden and Ryan Flick, the film was released in 2019. The story follows Danvers as she becomes Captain Marvel after Earth is the coach in the center of the galactic conflict between two alien worlds.
My name is Marie and I'm going to talk about the cartoon Wonder Park, released by Dylan Brown. It was released in April 2019. Wonder Park tells the stories of a magnificent amusement park where the imagination of a wildly creative girl named June comes alive.
My name is Clara. I will present the movie Dumbo, released just 1 week ago. Dumbo is a fantastic movie directed by Tim Burton. This movie is an adaptation of the Dumbo animated feature film of the Disney Studio, released in 1941 and written by Elena Burson. This movie tells the story of a circus owner in great difficulty who was to take care of a little elephant called Baby Jumbo. Later, the owner will realize that the elephant is not like the others. He knows how to fly.
My name is Anaëlle. I will present the film to you, Rebel. The film was released on 14 March 2019. It was directed by Alain Mordu. Rebelle is a French comedy with Cécile de France, Yolande Moreau, Audrey Lamy, and Moreover. Sandra, former Miss Nord-Pas-de-Calais. She is hired at the local cannery and accidentally kills her boss. Two girls attend the scene. They are about to call for help when trouble starts. I advise you to go see this movie if you like humor and comedy.
My name is Leo. Escape Room is a horror movie released on February 27, 2019. It is directed by Adam Robitel. It tells the story of six people who, after solving the riddle of a secret box, are invited to participate in an escape game in Chicago. With the key are $10,000 promised to the winner. The team consists of Ben, Zoe, Amanda, Mike, Jason, and Danny.
Bye, thanks for listening. Have a nice day and goodbye.
Radio Franca, c'est la radio des enfants.
Now we will listen another chronic about the environment. We're gonna hear Tida, Lucy, Ludivine and Laurine.
Since the pre-industrial age, the rate of gas emission has increased by about 30% in 1750, which will increase global warming. The global warming is an ecological phenomenon characterized by the rise of temperature and atmosphere, but also ocean surface. The global warming induced by greenhouse gas emission, the greenhouse effect is the atmosphere consisting of gas that will keep heat. When it changes, the temperature on Earth will change too. Greenhouse gas emissions are produced by fuel from cars, but also from aviation or shipping. Moreover, gas emissions are also due to the management of territory through deforestation, agriculture, or livestock. However, the greenhouse gas emissions come mostly from energy production that use food, wood, coal, oil, and gas that will emit greenhouse gas, but also carbon dioxide that also cause global warming. Carbon dioxide is indeed responsible for 63% of global warming, with the production about 20 million tons yearly in the world. Carbon dioxide emissions mostly come from human activity, but can also come from marsh, wetland, or volcanoes.
My name is Ludivine. The results of global warming are firstly the disappearance of Sun is longitude, the rise of water because of the ice melts. Secondly, the cyclone and hurricane are more intense. Moreover, the global warming of the earth increases and causes heat records and will cause a forest fire more often. Consequently, there will be a polar cold season in Europe. In addition, there will have 2015 refuged climatic in Europe and 2015. In fact, because of global warming, animals are threatened like the panda, the polar bear.
Nowadays, the cause of global warming is very important and touch many people, especially thanks to Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg is a Swedish 16-year-old girl who protests since her speech the 14th December 2018 at COP24. She protests each Friday in front of the Swedish Parliament and hopes unites all the students to her cause. Thanks to her movement, she wants to trigger a reaction from the government of each country in the world. Indeed, for her, if everybody decides to protest, politics won't have the choice to react. The 15th March 2019, she organized a pacific demonstration for all the students in the world. This demonstration gathered 168,000 on average in all France. It is time to change our comportment, our everyday life, if we want to save the Earth. That's why we prepare some devices to help you to adapt your habits to the ecology.
To stop the disaster, we must focus on fruit and vegetable weather van. Then we can be everything with a label Forest, Steer, Wardship, Council to answer sustainable management of our forest. Further, to preserve our ocean, we must avoid throwing respectful, used products. We must also lower our gas emission, which greatly increases our temperature.
It's necessary to reduce your meat consumption with one recycled vegetarian per week and consume clean energy to choose renewable energy and sort your waste.
Then we must know that we must reduce our energy consumption for that use renewable energy and look at no label that indicate their consumption. To sensitize young people on this subject, are must manifest and create a global movement. It's Greta Thunberg, you favorite its movement. To give example, they are the global chair in Lyon. In Nancy, they are 3,000 people and Paris, 100 people.
We can have a natural garden, recover rainwater for water the plants, do not take your bath, privilege rechargeable batteries, use soap, don't use aerosol as a deodorant and perfume, turn off the tape, dress your baby with organic clothes, and highlight with colored pencil rather highlighter.
Now you know what to do if you want to support the cause of the ecology.
Vous nous écoutez sur Radio Franca. Radio Franca, c'est la radio des enfants.
Now we're going to talk about sport with Adrien, Paul and Tom.
Hello everybody, welcome to Major Sport, the first sport news program. I'm with Adrien.
Hello.
And Tom.
Hello.
The today's program, firstly, the news about Champions League. Secondly, the 101 titles for the legend Roger Federer. And finally, the result of the tournament of Six Nations. So, we start with football and the Champions League program. Tuesday, there is a duel between Tottenham and Man City. Personally, I think City will win. And you, Adrien?
Yes, I am okay with you.
There is also the match between Liverpool and Porto. Liverpool must win this important match. I think Liverpool will win the match easily. But watch out to Porto, they can make a feat.
The news of tennis, Roger Federer became tennis's first repeat champion of 2019, when in the one is an 101 set, career single title and Sunday be biting defending champion John Isner in the Miami Open final, the 6-1, 6-4. It is unbelievable. I played here in 1900 for the first time on air. I am in 2019. It means a lot to me, said Federer after the selling the victory.
Rugby. The Blues were eliminated by England 44-8. One more failure for a team that can no longer raise its head. One of the heaviest scores inflicted by the England during that tomorrow. In the Six Nations tournament, the world finished first with 20 points, followed closely by England with 18 points. In the third place, the Ireland with 14 points, then the French, and the last two are Scotland with 19 points and Italy with 0 points. So Italy did a failure lose.
So thank you all and have a good day.
Hello everybody, welcome to the quiz party. The first part is made by Clara Jacquel and me.
And the second part is Chloé Vanier and Maxime Marion.
I can go select the two names. Marie can come please. And Amandine, which of these countries speak English? A. Bahamas. B. Austria. C. Estonia. D. Denmark.
Australia.
No, it's Bahamas.
What is the capital of England?
Ah, bah London.
In which years was born the Queen Elizabeth II? A. 1926. B. 1932. C. 1940.
Si, au pire.
No, it's A. The Queen Elizabeth II was born in 1926.
What is the wife's name of Prince William?
I don't know.
It's Kate Middleton.
Ah, la meuf, j'ai pas compris.
What is the title of the English anthem? A. God Save the King. B. God Save the Queen. C. God Save the Baby.
Bah, A.
No.
B. Pas.
It's God Save the Queen.
What is the typical sport of England? A. Basketball. B. Soccer. C. Cricket. D. Baseball.
C.
Yes, it's true.
The inhabitants of Australia speak English. It's true. Or false?
True.
Yes.
What celebrity was born in England? A. Adele. B. Rihanna. C. George Clooney. D. Jennifer Aniston.
Can you repeat, please?
What celebrity was born in England? A. Adele. B. Rihanna. C. George Clooney. D. Jennifer Aniston.
A.
Yes.
What is the typical dish of England? A. Hot dog. B. Fish and chips. C. Haggis. D. Tacos.
B.
Yes.
Who is the author of Harry Potter? A. Joanne Rowling. B. Joanne Bowling.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yes.
What monuments can be found in England? A. Big Ben, B. Empire State Building, C. London Eye, D. The Colosseum, C. Non, E. The Great Wall.
Bah, A, B, C, c'est tout, je crois.
What monuments can be found in England?
Bah,
A. Big Ben, B. Empire State Building, C. London Ice, D. The Colosseum, E. The Great Wall.
Oui, bah, ABC. Oui, 1, 2, 3, c'est pareil.
Non.
Mais il y en a plusieurs, elle a dit.
No, it's Big Ben and London Eye.
Ah oui, il n'y a pas l'Empire State Building.
Hello, my name is Chloé.
My name is Maxime.
We go select two names.
Ludivine. And Lucy. First question. How many Anglo-Saxon countries are there? 29, 60, 54, 36.
29.
The response is the C, 54.
Which country isn't a part of the United Kingdom? A. England, B. Ireland, C. Scotland, or E, D. Wales?
England.
No.
Iceland.
No, it's false. Ireland.
Which artist is English? William Shakespeare, Leonardo da Vinci, or Jean de La Fontaine?
Shakespeare?
Yes, it's true.
What is the money in England? A. Dollars, B. Pounds, C. Euro.
B.
Of course.
In which country does the Battle of Waterloo take place? First England, France, Belgium, or Ireland?
Ireland.
No, it's Belgium.
What city in the US is Big Apple? A. Washington, B. New York, C. Los Angeles, or D. San Francisco?
C.
No, it's New York.
What is the leaf represented on the Canadian flag? Ash, beech, maple, lime?
Can you repeat, please?
What is the leaf represented on the Canadian flag? Ash, beech, maple, lime?
A, B, C, D.
No. No.
No, it's the sea, maple.
What are the colors of the flag of Ireland? A. Orange, white, green. B. Blue, white, red. C. Green, white, orange. D. Green, white, red.
A.
No.
No.
It's C. Green, white, orange.
Brexit means an exit from England of the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom of the European Union or England of the European Union?
The European Union?
No. It's B.
Yes.
Yes. Which athlete is of English nationality? A. Neymar, B. Lewis Hamilton, C. Michael Jackson, D. Teddy Riner, or C. E. Usain Bolt. It's B. Lewis Hamilton.
Which country is not part of the Commonwealth? A. France, B. New Zealand, C. Australia.
Australia.
Yes, it's A. France.
Where is Hollywood? Manhattan, New York, Los Angeles, or Texas?
Los Angeles.
Yes.
How many states counted the United States at their creation in 1776, 10, 13, 17, or 22?
13? No, 15.
No, it's 30. Merde.
Canada is the first, second, third, or fourth largest country in the world?
First.
No, it's the second largest country in the world.
Thanks, it finished.
The winner is
Ludivine. Oh, yes.